Thank you for listening to Crossroads Community Church of Jefferson Hills. At Crossroads, our mission is to be the church by sharing and showing the love of Christ and inviting others to be recipients of Christ's love. Now, here is this week's message from Pastor Floyd Hughes.
Welcome to our Sunday celebration where we love celebrating Jesus even amidst a global pandemic. So this is our third week that we haven't had people in the room. Where we've just been live streaming the message. So we decided this morning to do just some praise and worship and worship God in song. And we are practicing social distancing. You know, we haven't shook hands or anything like that. But we're just going to ask that wherever you are, hopefully at home and safe, that whether you're in your kitchen or in your bedroom, in your jammies, whatever, just grab your family, tune in and join us and just praising God in song. And I'm going to ask Rob, you want to start us off with a prayer?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Welcome. We appreciate y'all being here. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift this music up to you, Lord Jesus. We ask it to be beautiful in your eyes, in your ears, Lord Jesus. We are here to love on you, to share this with our friends and family out there in cyberspace, Lord Jesus. We ask you to allow us to just open up those gates, open up those doors so it can send your message right into their hearts. In your precious name, amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to pause the music side here for a second. And so to speak, I want to share a passage of scripture from Psalm 100, which is short. It's actually five verses. And for many people, the Psalms are the books that most of us get those verses from that we stick on a coffee cup or on a t-shirt or on a coffee cup or on a meme, if it's not a coronavirus meme or a toilet paper meme, but on a meme. But for most part, the Psalms are a collection of writings where the people of Israel would share either things they were going through, they'd pour out their hearts to God and to one another. So there are ones that lift people up. There are ones that are angry when people are frustrated and they were going through trials. But there are also ones where they just celebrated and rejoiced whenever they were coming into the presence of the Lord. And Psalm 100, short, five verses, so this message will be short. Psalm 100 is one where they used to share whenever they would go into the temple to bring offerings to God. So Psalm 100, verse 1, it says, a psalm for giving grateful praise, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs. And that's what we were trying to create this morning. Regardless of the fact that many people are in their homes or wherever they are, that we would create this scenario where people are just coming before God in song, even if you don't know the words, if you're just humming along or like Rob said, just bobbing your head and tapping your feet, you're just coming into the presence of God. And where it says all the earth, this is a unique time in our history because right now is probably the only time for the last 100 years or so when every single house of God is doing the same thing that we're doing, gathering together and all focused on the same thing, you know, dealing with this virus. But hopefully that doesn't stop us from just lifting up God in song, because it says come before him with joyful songs. Not just come before him when we're dealing with, you know, our trials and our struggles, but just to give him the praise that he's due and lifting him up in joyful songs. And it says verse 3, know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We're his people. We're the sheep of his pasture. He loves us. He died for us. He created us. He knows that there's a virus going on, but he also knows that we, the people of God, should put our faith and our trust in him. And every single time, that's what scripture is about, seeing what God has done in the past to give us the faith that we need to see what God's going to do in the future. And every single time his people were in trouble and called out to him, he was there for them. He protected them, and he preserved them. And verse 4 says this, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. And typically, historically, whenever the people came into the presence of a king, they would bring gold or money or a gift. But then David, when he was king, said, you know what? I'm going to break that and I'm going to enter into the presence of God, just giving him the praise that he's due. And that's what this tells us to do, to just give thanks and to share with God, hey, you know what? Times are hard, but here's what I'm grateful for. And whenever we do Bible study, we start with that. And I'm going to put everyone on a little bit of a, I don't know, it's maybe a little bit of pressure for some. But wherever you are, take a moment and turn to whoever's in the room with you, your family, because we're about to do that now. Just share, take 10 seconds, share something that you are thankful for, something that God has done in your life, something that God has blessed you with, because we seem to have gotten out of the habit of that. We're lifting up prayers like, God, we need you, but we're forgetting all that God has done for us in the past. So take a moment, share with the people in the room that you're with what you're thankful for, and I'm going to start with Rob. Share something you're thankful for, brother.
I am so thankful for God's grace. With all I've done in this lifetime, he still shows me grace. He still gives me a free pass because he knows my heart.
Amen. Okay. He doesn't have a mic, but here you go.
Continued health through all the craziness.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm thankful to be able to spend more time with my kids.
Yeah.
We're all home all the time, but, you know.
You are one of the few parents right now who's saying that. Well, but, yeah. I'm
thankful for health and that we still have our jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
In our household. So that's, a lot of people can't say the same, and I, you know, lift those people up.
And I'll share this last verse, verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, amen, and his love endures forever, amen, and his faithfulness continues through all generations. And right now, the future generations, like Ben was just saying about being home with his kids, all of the kids, all of the younger generations, we're setting the precedence for their understanding of who God is and what God is capable of. What they see us do during this time, are they going to see us turn away from God because we think that God can't handle this? Or are they going to see their family, their parents, in prayer, giving God the praise he's due, regardless of what's going on in our situation? So, God, we just lift you up this morning, and as we continue to praise you in song, we just want to give you all the praise and glory that you are due, for you alone are God, you alone are good, you alone gave your son to die for us, that we can spend an eternity with you, and as Rob said, you alone continue to pour out your mercy and endless grace on us time after time after time. God, and we pray that if there's anyone listening right now or watching right now who has not experienced that love, we pray that you would just speak to them right now, that they would understand that they don't have to be in a building with a bunch of people wherever they are. All they have to do is acknowledge that you alone are God, that you sent your son to die for us, that he paid the penalty for our sins in order that we can receive forgiveness and love and mercy and grace. And if they believe that and receive that right now, then you welcome them into your family. You pour out your love and your grace and your mercy on them. And we pray that there are people all over right now who are, we know there are just literally thousands upon thousands of people who have never experienced your love before that are seeking you this morning. And whether they find you in this live stream or some other one, we pray that they experience you this morning. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Holy, holy is he.
Thank you, amen. God, you're so worthy to be praised. Above all things right now, our prayer is that people all over this planet are just lifting you up and giving you the praise that you are due. That they're not worried about their work situation or their financial situation, although we know that's on their heart. They're just taking a moment to put everything else aside. And just recounting all of the reasons that they have to lift you up, how worthy you are to be praised. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
Dear Lord, I want to take this time just to say thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to say thank you for the opportunity for us to share here, Lord. I ask you to allow us, instead of building up walls, allow us to make a bigger table. Allow us to be able to get as many people at that table for you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
hear the voice of love that's calling. Bring it on to the table. So God, we pray that wherever everyone is sitting, homes, kitchens, living rooms, side of the road in their car, those who had to work, pray that all that weight, all that struggle, all that strife that everyone is carrying, that they would do that, just lay it all on the table. Come and seek you so that you can relieve those burdens. They can receive your forgiveness and mercy and be a part of your family and know they'll spend eternity with you. God, we lift up all of the first responders and hospital workers and nurses and doctors, the administrative staff, everyone working in the hospitals and clinics that are trying to get a handle on this disease. And we pray that you protect them, that you keep them safe, that your hand is upon them. We lift up all the bus drivers and taxi drivers and transportation workers, all the people in all of the aspects of infrastructure that we every single day take for granted while we focus on the rich and the famous. We pray that our focus would be on encouraging them now and giving them the thanks that they are due. God, and we lift up your church, your people. We pray that we would be your voice more than ever right now at sharing the love of Christ, showing the love of Christ to people in our homes, and if we have to go to work. We pray that we would have just one solid voice that speaks love, mercy, and forgiveness and encourages other people to put their faith and their trust in you right now. God, we don't know when this madness is going to end. And as some were saying, we it may end and come back and we may go through cycles. But we know no matter what that we have a God who loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. That's a God who we know will never leave us alone, who will always be with us, and who will walk with his people. That's the God who we worship this morning. That's the God that we are praying that people find all over the internet this morning. And we pray all these things in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. 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 Thank you guys for joining us this morning. We have no idea what the future looks like, so we're all waiting in anticipation to see if we'll be doing this live stream thing again next week or back in person. But no matter what happens, one way or the other, we're going to be lifting up God and praising him and giving him the glory that he is due. Pray that you stay home. Pray that you stay safe. God bless, and hopefully see everyone next week.
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you did, please leave a comment on our webpage, crossroadsofjeffersonhills.com, or our Facebook page. You can also join our Sunday celebration every Sunday at 10:37 a.m. We look forward to hearing from you online or in person. Thank you, and God bless.